Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's going on, AfterBuzz family? You knocked and we're buzzing you in. It's time for episode 4. Grab your popcorn because it's time for Insecure and we are thirsty as...
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey.
What?
Classic man. Hey, remix. This is the Black Fancy. Yo.
It's the Black Fancy.
Classic man. Classic man. Man, oh man. It's Sunday. It's almost midnight, but we are rocking.
All
you know
Hallows
why?
Eve.
Because we love y'all. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV presents Insecure, episode 4, Thirsty As What?
We're going to have a dance party here one
day. We're going to have a dance party.
Dance
one day you're going to come.
Rap battle, all that.
Look, one day they're going to pan in on us, and I ain't going to have on hardly no clothes.
What?
And I'm going to just be breaking it down.
Tonight would be the night for that. It's Halloween.
Eve. Low key. But look, we gonna get into that.
We'll save it for something special.
And that's why I do have on this burnt orange jacket. It's also because here in LA.
Is that why?
Well, it's also been raining like crazy in LA. I've literally had on this jacket and this hat all day long. I've been out. But wait a minute.
We haven't even slated
and let people know who we are. You know me, it's your girl, McCall Hall. When sports and pop culture collide, you can find me on social media at So McCall Hall. And who else do we have?
And, of course, your girl, Spicy Maddie. You guys can play with my Twitter or stroke my Instagram, as always, at Spicy Maddie.
And it's your boy, Omari Bailey. You can find me on Twitter and IG at OnWithOmari or on Snapchat at Omari B. Please follow me on Snapchat. I love Snapchat. It's my new favorite thing.
He loved to play with
snap
his Snapchat.
I love to play
with
Snapchat.
I'm still doing Insta stories.
He loved to
it's
convenient.
Play with his Snapchat.
Now, let me say something real quick now. Now, as y'all getting your popcorn and getting your beverages and whatnot, I just want to let you guys know that you can always engage with us on social media, AfterBuzz TV, across the board. We love to hear from you all.
Yes.
And so I'd like to shout out some people before we get started, as I'm going to be doing going forward. Kia J, shout out to you. Brick Brack. L. Claybon, 72. Kinetic Sparks, Moses. He says that his name is pronounced Sir Ban Decay. That's not... how it looks on my screen, but, you know, I barely got out the fifth grade. Donnie Ray, shout out to you. We have the same middle name. White girl twerks better than Pog.
Wait, what?
What's Pog?
I don't know what a Pog is, but, you know.
Is that a that's
I don't
real?
Think a
that's
white a girl handle? Could ever twerk
Yo, send
better.
send us a Twitter video of that. We got to clarify,
like,
make sure,
please,
verify.
Yeah, what are you even talking about? Sharon Boone. Sharon Boone, shout out to you. Timmy B. My man CPR. Terry Bosley, we can shout out Greek Life whenever we want to shout out Greek Life because when you
thank
look
you.
Spicy, you can co-sign on this.
I saw that comment too.
Because we just got it. Look,
what is it?
Fat ass white girl. Thank you. Thank
white
you,
girls twerk better than
fat.
That doesn't make any sense. So let me just address this. When I decided to become a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, because somebody said I'm a Delta, and I'm like, oh no, girl, and no disrespect to them. But as a third-generation member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, this is a commitment
life
that is
wrong.
For your lifetime. Okay? I don't just do community service when I'm an undergrad, darling. I'm doing community service now. I'm serving the community now in my
Tell
adulthood.
I thought you were going to go
let
in on
know.
That one when I saw that comment.
I was not going to let that one pass.
Here she goes.
You know, you tried it. And look, you guys are free to say whatever you want to say. It ain't no sweat off my brow. I just want to make sure that y'all know. So anywho, let's keep it moving. Derek Elliott, shout out to you, my man. Keep tuning in. Jazz Pitts, Phoenix, Money Penny. White girls twerk better than Paul. Just got everything to say. Madam Sophia, King Speck, Olajuwon Washington, unnamed assailant. Joshua Lee.
We got
you
a
know,
lot of people.
We got a lot of people. A
Thank
lot of
you.
People. Keep shouting us out. Now, here's the deal. Now, when you do shout us out and you happen to be in the LA area, hit us up and let us know, and I'm going to tell you why. We have a special guest tonight. She's spicy, and her sister is sweet.
I'm gonna give it to you real quick. We're gonna call her Sweet Shelly.
We're gonna call
now spicy sister, sweet, what's your name?
Shelly.
Sweet baby.
What's your name is, girl?
Sweet baby.
What they call you.
So welcome to the panel. She's on our couch. So, you know, sometimes if you're in the air, you can hang it on the couch with us. She's going to be joining us tonight. So, you know, she might chime in and have something to say as well as a true fan.
She's a super fan. Like, she's the one who put me on Awkward Black Girl before it was Insecure.
Okay.
Before Issa was who she is today.
You put her on?
She put me on.
I was like, you have to watch this YouTube series with me.
It was amazing.
So, amazing.
I love Awkward Black
Girl. Just tell you guys, before we get into it, this weekend started off for me kind of like slow. Like, I got home from work on Friday, and I was like, you know, I kind of want to go out, but I kind of just want to stay in. And you know what I did for a big chunk of my Friday?
No.
Netflix and chill?
No, not quite Netflix, but I went on YouTube and I watched Issa Rae's press circuit. So Issa Rae has been doing a lot of press for the show, and I watched her interview on AfterBuzz. Excuse me, that's what we on.
Yeah, come.
And Issa Rae, you can come over here and interview with us.
Please come.
But she was on The Breakfast Club, and my God,
was it
so
was
smart?
It?
Yeah,
she's so smart. She's so witty. She's so
I want to go watch this
avant-garde.
What did you learn from?
Well, this is what I have to say
circuit.
That I learned about Issa, and you know. We, for those true fans, like Sweet Baby over here, and I'm sorry, I'm just not good with names off the
Sweet Baby.
Unless you're YouTube commenters, she doesn't remember your name.
Like Sweet Baby, you know, I've known about Issa Rae for years, but when she really broke it down in The Breakfast Club, Issa Rae has been going at this for 9 years.
Grinding.
Grinding since she was at Stanford. Okay, shout out to the Pac-12 schools. And Stanford is the Harvard of the West. So baby girl ain't no
she
dummy.
Went to Stanford.
And we can shout out colleges too if we
you
want.
You know, right. we can go there because we got degrees too.
You already know about
we
that.
We got degrees. But what I realized is she has been working so hard and all the obstacles that, you know, you and myself and people who are here at AfterBuzz, we work really hard. And it was just one of those really affirming and reaffirming moments for me this Friday, watching her tell her story.
Oh,
it's like...
You sold me. I got to go home and watch it.
Please. I sent my mom about four of them. She was on Breakfast Club. She sat down with Gail, you know, Oprah's Gail.
Oh, yeah.
That's so petty.
Oprah's
Gail. Sat down with Oprah's Gail. She went on The View, and she also went on, I believe, Jimmy Fallon.
Oh.
Okay.
So she had a few...
I saw her on The View. That was a funny interview.
Some great interviews. Mm-hmm. You know, Whoopi and her are like kin.
Mm-hmm. I saw the same thing with Issa, Yvonne. Like, I met her maybe 9 years ago. Saw her doing stand-up at, like, a small club in New York City. So everyone in the cast has just been grinding, hustling.
Grinding.
So, like, I said it's the first episode. I was just so happy to see that payoff and to see their journey and to, like, track their progress and to see, you know, you can do it if you work hard, if you're talented, if you're smart, if you're humble, and just keep doing your thing. So the dream is possible, guys.
The dream is possible, and looking at Issa Rae, the dream is real.
Right.
Okay?
It's
Did you see the contour
real
she had?
As.
Baby girl came through with the braids. Slick just right. I'm
yo,
like,
glow
you
up
know
is
what?
Real.
Don't let me get no real money.
That HBO money.
Look, this is like kind of good money, but don't let me get on no real money. Because I'm going to show my black ass.
Clearly,
now,
we're proud of you, Issa.
We're very proud. And we can't wait for you to come here on AfterBuzz TV.
Can't wait.
So let's get into it. Episode 4. Let's see. It's 11:38. They're going to kick us out of here at 12 o'clock. So we have all the 22 minutes to get through.
Let's get in.
This is what I'm going to say. I'm going to be real.
Yeah, be real.
This was my least favorite episode of 4.
It was a filler. Yeah. With only eight episodes, I think you probably don't need a filler episode.
I think this
but.
Was the album filler.
Okay.
You know, we got the singles, and now this is like...
It's like track 7. Just like skip over. Every album's got a couple.
So, like, what did you not like about it? Like, what weren't you crazy about?
You know, I feel like after 3 episodes, the other shoe should drop.
Especially when you only have 8 episodes, there never needs to be a dull moment. This was kind of just a dull episode. And I love there were some funny moments, but what really happened? She had a career day.
We didn't learn nothing new.
The whole Rashida thing was like ongoing. I mean, what was...
We've been known Dada was loud.
We knew she was loud. We told y'all last week she was too loud. Molly tried to tell the girl she didn't want to listen. She's like, I didn't have to switch it up in my interview. Well, clearly you switched something up because they're not feeling you.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I want to go. Look, I basically broke it down. We have about 9 scenes. We're just going to run through real quick the 9 scenes. The first scene, we got Lawrence and Issa trying to have sex in the shower, which, okay, shower sex, whoa.
It is shower, really challenging.
Very
yeah.
challenging.
Shower sex is awkward.
But once you get the rhythm.
Got to find the rhythm.
Hey, now.
then they go. Room. It's hard with the room. I think that's the hardest part is making room in there.
And you go, yeah, only half of you gets the water, like only one of you gets the water at a time, and then you're cold, like standing there, like, can I get in?
But
and
let
like
me play
the soap
advocate.
Gets in your eye, you know?
Like, it's just... shower sex at a hotel is even difficult. Because I've been at some beautiful resorts, you know.
She's had plenty of opportunities for shower sex.
I've had the smallest of the shower and the most and the gargantuan of the showers. Showers. You know what I mean? Those rainfall shower heads and whatnot. And it's always awkward. So anywho, so they go a couch. They go couch shopping, and I like this because this is a new beginning. Do you remember, again? Think yes. Like a man.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about Think Like a Man.
What
going
about
couch
it?
Shopping?
Did they
a
do
couch?
That
yeah, they bought a new couch.
Okay. No, but not in Think Like a Man.
Well, no,
I don't remember that scene. Did they?
Think like a man too. Oh, I didn't see the
thing. Remember okay, Gabriel? Specific. Okay.
Yeah, Gabriel Union and the white dude got a new couch.
The white
okay,
dude.
I don't know his name.
From
Sweet Baby. I don't know her name. Golly. But my point is, buying a couch as a couple is such an investment. It's like the first step to buying a house, almost.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Like in a puppy or something.
And I feel like this was really good for their relationship.
I also like the pillow on the couch. The Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
What's good?
Miley.
What's good, Miley? What's good, Miley? You saw
I'm like,
that.
Any guy that allows you to have that pillow on the couch really loves you. Because right? I don't know any man that's going to just let you have that pillow on the couch.
Don't most women take over decorating the whole house anyway?
Yeah, but that's that's like having new kids on the block, but Nicki Minaj, like...
Nah, I feel
I think
like whenever I do move in, like,
I'll
let her take
pillow.
Over decorating, privileges and just, like, take the whole thing over. I don't really care.
But wait,
just make
spicy.
It look nice.
You know,
I don't think
you
they
know
call
they say,
decoration.
You know what they say? They say 30 is a new 20.
Yeah, okay, so look... I really feel like we're trying to, we're giving Issa and her boyfriend, and I've been saying this the entire time, and although I love Insecure, I just feel like we're really trying to give them issues for people in their 20s when they're really in their 30s. And so I think a lot of the stuff that's going on is stuff that you get over through the hump at like 25, 26, and I just really think that a lot of these storylines that they're giving us are immature.
Now, I agree with you. But where I disagree, and I think that they're trying to be realistic, is because of our current job market and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people who are in their mid to late 20s who just trying to figure it out.
And that's okay.
And that's fine.
And it is okay.
But I just I feel like there are, I know plenty of people who are 28, 29, 30 plus who are kind of like still trying to figure it out. Hell, to some extent, I'm still trying to figure it out.
Wait, I'm confused. Like, what's immature about their
well,
dynamic?
Just, like, I feel like the way that she handles, like, her issues with her boyfriend or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I mentioned earlier last week, their poor communication.
Yeah.
And I think that...
I know 40 and 50-year-olds have poor communication.
Right. And I get that. But I just feel like some of the scenarios are situations that... at this point in her life that she would have potentially, I think, overcome or be a little bit wiser about.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I'm just being, like, super critical. But I feel like the way that she's even handling, even coming back into the relationship with him and being, you know, happy again.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. You mentioned that they're on a new journey. They're, you know, couch shopping or whatever.
Yeah.
But... once again, she's living with somebody who she's still not sure about. Like, you're couch shopping, but then the next day you're inviting your old boo, who you really want to smash, to career day.
Again, this ain't what I would be doing.
Right.
But I think... I think this is the masses. Unfortunately, this is an unfortunate reality that I think the mass of, you know, African-American, people of color, in that mid to late 20 group, I think they're dealing with this more than we even realize. You got your ish together, okay? To an extent, you know, I got my ish together. I don't think we realize it's rough out there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just my thing.
I know.
But let's move forward. I want to talk about Molly and her league boo, who she broke up with Jared for.
Enterprise.
And then this dude seems to be
Come back, though.
He's going to come back. Mm-hmm. But like I said, not the way you think.
He's going to come back with
Rashida.
Right. He's going to come back.
But let's talk about Molly and this dude from the league. And I'm going to tell you right now, I think that her vibe with him, she came off controlling.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't say anything terrible. But it was like the whole, well, you should check in, or I didn't know you were safe. Like, you should have texted
after
me.
After date two.
It was like mothering.
After date two. Sweet baby.
It was like mothering.
Like mothering.
Mm. Right.
Now, from sweet to spicy.
Yes. I completely peeped that. But even the... So, even not just the mothering thing, because that's like the extreme of it, but men just don't want to be held accountable for somebody that they're not in a committed relationship with. So why am I responsible to you for checking in if you're not even my woman yet? So I don't even think he was thinking like, oh, you're like a mama yet. I think he was thinking, this is only like date two, date three. You have the audacity to ask me or to even remind me that I didn't hit you up. Right. Like at this point, she should just be cool and not even be tripping. But I do think that at some point in the relationship, you have to vocalize what your expectations are for communication.
Absolutely.
Especially texting or calls, whatever it may be. Like, let me know, hey, if you're running behind. Whatever your expectations are, you have to make that vocal. Because however you let somebody treat you, that's how they will continue to treat you.
Before I kick it to Omari real quick, this is my theory. If I have saved you in my phone, like if I don't pick up the phone and be like, hello, because I don't know who you are. If I have saved your number as your name and I pick up the phone with my Tinder voice like, hello, then you need to be checking in.
Mm-hmm. What?
That's just me. Yeah. That's just what I do.
I have a lot of contacts that are just their numbers. There's no name. It's just
only
like,
when I feel like they're going to be around.
Checking in, though?
If I save your... Okay.
That's is control. Me. Okay, that's... so you agree with Molly?
No, because that's date number two.
Yeah.
So I disagree with Molly, but I do think... By date five, he should be checking in. I think she jumped the gun, but I do see her point.
Right.
Wait, why should somebody be checking in if you're not their mama and you're not their girlfriend?
Because I'm wasting I'm wasting good outfits, hairstyles, MAC product, which is not cheap. Praise God. I might even call my glam squad in because that's $150 an application. I don't do that for you guys here on AfterBuzz TV because, you know, but maybe for the finale. But anywho,
let's
I'm
go
spending
up.
Money to be presentable for you. After five dates, if I did it right, like really, really, really right, we're looking at $600-$700 in investment of my time and money. So I kind of want to know, like, are we, like, doing this for real?
Yeah.
Just, I mean, as a courtesy, you could say, hey, bitch, leave me alone. I'm fine. But just say, hey, bitch, I'm fine. You know what I mean? Like,
I feel,
Omar,
I feel where homeboy was coming from. Because, like, this is why I've been single for a couple years. Because, like, you don't want to be tied down. You don't, like, commitment is a lot of pressure. You have to, like, check in all the time. You feel like you are responsible for someone or someone else is, like, looking out for you or checking up on your status all the time. Like, that's why guys, like, feel... like claustrophobic sometimes, and just like I need space. Like on date number three or date number two, she's already like, "Oh, you didn't text me back last night."
I'm
just like,
two,
I was just like kind of worried about you. I was like, "Whoa, that sounds like a little crazy possessive." Like already, so I think that's just a sign to him as a man. Like this woman is controlling. She's going to be checking in on me all the time. She's going to be overbearing, and guys don't like that. We like our freedom. We like our space, and when we do find the right woman to settle down with, then we are okay with like giving them more of ourselves and more of our time. You know what I mean?
Is that the key to your heart?
What, space?
Yeah. Like, I definitely understand why you guys would say that. I think that there's if you are a thoughtful person, then you should be thoughtful. I think if you're a considerate person, you should be considerate. But if you are not a considerate person and you don't want to check in and you're not somebody who does that already, you should really come to the relationship presenting who you are and not perpetrating as if you're somebody who is going to check in or be considerate when that's not, one, really your persona, and two, you don't owe that to her because you haven't even made an assessment on date two or three if you really like somebody that much.
No, I agree. I think we all agree. But, okay, here's the next level question. Mm-hmm. At what point do you start checking in?
I think there's a difference checking in and communicating.
But it's just communicating. Yeah. Like, if I text you, it should not take you... This is my theory. If I have gone on one date with you, you can get a 24-hour pass. If you don't text me back, I'm just like, okay, whatever. But if we've been out a few times, like, it should not take you more than 6 hours to get back to me.
And I agree with that. I agree that it shouldn't take you that long. But, like, what he said was, okay, I'm going to let you know when I get home. And he fell asleep. Supposedly, he fell asleep. But at the same time, she still is out with him in that moment. So instead of enjoying your moment while you're together and showing appreciation for spending quality time with him, you're talking about something that you didn't like that he did the night before. So you just smacked
like
him
that.
On the hand when he is rewarding you and spending time with you
down.
To enjoy.
Thank you
you're
for breaking
taking
that
us
down.
Out of the moment that we're in to talk about something that you didn't like. Like, he's not a little puppy and he's not a baby.
I like
that's
the way you broke
point.
That down because I feel like maybe if Molly and Issa had been sitting down over brunch, as us LA girls like to do, and she...
Hey, LA guys like to do that.
We went to brunch this morning.
Okay, I'm more like... my whole thing is if Issa and Molly had been discussing that and she brought it up as a concern, then maybe yes. But I do see your point. In the moment, order your, you know, starter salad.
Your Malbec.
Okay. Malbec, then get your plate to share.
Spanish
okay.
wine.
Then get your wine, your Spanish wine, and be in the moment, darling. Don't be bringing up old shit.
Right. That's a different point.
That's
though,
a turn off.
From you know, checking in the communication
yeah, like,
thing.
Yeah. So I like how you brought that around. Yeah. That's the real issue is why are you bringing up old shit in the words of Smokey from Friday. So let's move forward because I don't want to keep dabbling on old shit. So Issa's at work and Daniel pops up and I feel like her coworker Loki has the hots for Daniel.
What? Frida, the white girl?
Yeah, the white girl. I think she has a hot for
She's like getting, like, she's growing on me. Frida, she's like super funny, kind of.
Nah,
like, little,
see,
like,
you bring your coworkers in too much, and they.
And then, yeah. They already started talking shit about
having
Patricia.
Secret white meetings.
But she,
secret
I white think meetings? She, I think she really does want to be friends with Issa. I think she's,
she seems
she's trying to be a friend
nice.
To Issa.
I think she's trying to, she's trying. But, so.
First of all, that's stalkerish, because I have a friend who was dating this dude, and he showed up to her job. They had, like, gotten into a fight the night before. He showed up to her job, signed in, and, like, left, like, a secret message on the sign-in page. Didn't say anything to her. So, like, when people show up to your job unannounced, it's kind of stalkerish. It's like a little crazy, don't you think?
It's,
I mean,
it's kind of stalkerish.
Moment, no, it was stalkerish, I feel like. It I was going to try to give him a pass, but that was weird to me.
It was stalkerish, but I also feel like so much time has passed, even in just these episodes.
Yeah.
It's essentially been 3 weeks since we've seen this African-American man mm-hmm. and his gorgeous smile and his Kappa brand. Who, I don't know the name of the actor, but he's a noob. Okay, we oh. keep seeing. Did you guys see the? He had.
I thought I saw that, but then
it,
we just
it
kept watching.
What
and I
was
like,
was. I thought it was a Q.
It was a K.
It was a K.
Okay. So obviously, he's a member of Kappa Alpha Psi. You see, it's lifelong. You
yeah.
can't get
the
rid
YouTube,
of a brand.
The YouTube comments are not going to like that we're yourself. Talking about this, stuff.
Right? But anywho, you know, just him popping up at work, I'm just like, why? Why?
Okay, so explain I'm going to be. Yes, you know, I'm going to be
give
the,
us the spicy,
the
give
devil's
the
advocate.
Spicy.
So. That would be, and I understand why you guys are saying that's stalkerish. It's like inappropriate. It's unprofessional. Blah
and
blah blah blah.
Up,
blah.
Like, looking all sweaty and like for coming from working
but
out.
But
like,
have
that's
on a
like,
blazer.
Yeah,
but
come on.
Yeah,
that,
he shouldn't have come
like
in his workout clothes. But had Issa been like interested in him, like say she liked him, if she liked him, then it would have been 100% okay. Like, you guys would be like, oh, that's so romantic. Like, you know, that's so nice of him to surprise her. Had he brought some flowers? Like, whatever it may have
right.
whatever.
I don't want my coworkers in my business.
But that's different. She has not been responding to his texts or calls.
You don't like your man sending flowers
up.
On your birthday?
That's not her
when,
man.
When that's my man and I have, you know,
right.
talked about him at the water cooler, but she ain't.
That's not her man.
No, you're right. This is the beginning of something that he was trying to rekindle. And look, this is what I'm going to give him props because he messed up. He messed up big time. So what he could have just done was throw in the towel. She didn't reply to the text. She didn't reply to the call because he messed up. So in a sense, he rejected her and then she responded with rejection. So him trying to rectify the situation, he went to the next level by any means necessary. So I commend him for being fearless and not just giving up on something that he wanted. I understand why you guys are saying that it looks stalkerish.
It's creepy.
Because if you don't like the person or you've never been interested in the person, then it is a stalker. But the fact that yeah. she was interested in him and he just messed up and he was just trying to get back in her good graces, that's why it's not stalkerish.
I feel like showing up to her job unannounced after she hasn't been responding to you is a little bit much.
Because he pushed her away. So he's thinking that he's the one who messed
to
up.
Make the amends.
It's the same thing if like somebody hit it and quit it, doesn't call you or whatever, and then they're like, dang, I really messed up. And they try to get back
so
in your good graces. Yeah,
hard.
So he's just trying.
Know,
I'm looking at my Verizon app.
Yeah.
And I paid my bill this month.
Okay.
And if you need to call me, you can call me.
Leave me a voicemail.
I paid my bill. Mm-hmm. I just double checked. Shout out to Verizon. I paid my bill. You can call
AT&T.
Me. Shout out to all the mobile carriers. We can call each other no matter where we're at. Mm-hmm. I could be at
not
work.
Answering.
I could be at my house.
And he thinks he messed up.
Then that's a sign.
Maybe
I don't know. I don't agree with that.
Maybe don't show up to my job when I haven't been talking to you.
I think it's going to be embarrassing. I definitely think he probably could have embarrassed her. Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't TV land, it could have been like her coworkers like being nosy or whatever. You
right?
don't know what the situation
I
is.
I mean, her
like,
coworkers
her, they
are nosy.
Like, they are nosy.
Thanks,
they're,
sweet
they're,
baby.
They're nosy and they're white. So it could be, so they could
you know
be like, they could
just
be
awkward.
Like, they want to know. Yeah, right.
But awkward. I think he had to go. You know what? It would have been worse had he gone to her home. So I'm happy he went to her work instead of her home.
Where he for one last address. Shot. How did he even find her job?
How did he even know? Well, LinkedIn
her t-shirt
will tell you
say her, the name of her company
everything.
On.
You Google me right now and type
he
in
He knows
LinkedIn.
Where she works.
You
it's probably on her LinkedIn profile.
Do you agree with her sentiment that exes always pop up in your life when you're seen to be doing good in a new relationship?
Yes. There is a pheromone. Sure. Yeah. Listen, put the camera on me right now. I want to tell everybody this. There is a pheromone that you exude from your head. Now take your hat off when you do it. I'm going to do that tomorrow. But there's a pheromone that exudes from your head. If you have a weave, you need to sweat really hard so it gets out. But when you are happy, other people know you are happy. Mm-hmm. And when you are happy, it comes out of your pores. Mm. It comes out of all the hot spots of your body. Okay.
And they want to take that away from you.
Mm-hmm. And well, people, it's not even that they want to take that away from you. They just want like a piece of it. It's like, oh, I feel I might not have you anymore. Let me come and get that back while you're in your zone.
And Spicy, okay. You've heard that men are competitive. Mm-hmm. Amara, you can attest to this. Men feel like, oh, see, somebody else is winning. I have to win.
It's always about winning.
It's always
a
past
win.
Love interest that comes in to sabotage.
Leave me alone.
Or new ones.
Leave me alone. Let's get into Lawrence having finally clock in at Best Buy, though. So Lawrence has to clock in at Best Buy. We see Lawrence finally like, okay, he's come to grips with the fact that I have to work at Best Buy. And then his boss kind of comes in and chops his private parts off. I'm trying to be so PC. But trying to, you know, they chop him off saying you got to work at the washer and dryer. Oh, my man Lawrence like that.
You gotta do.
Is there different like tiers of Best Buy employees?
No, just,
I didn't know that.
He's a computer IT tech guy. He doesn't want to be telling people what washers and dryers to. Like, there's a difference. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you have the Geek Squad at Best Buy.
Okay.
Right, you know, so that's a little more.
So the Geek Squad think they're better than the regular
sales
associates?
I don't know if they think they're better, but that's just more of what he's prone to doing, more where he knows more about that. He doesn't know about washers and dryers. And who wants
I don't
to
even
be,
think
who,
it was I mean, an intelligence thing. In, I think it was an ego thing.
No,
like,
not.
Oh, I'm too good to work on the washer.
But
the
intelligence, in my opinion, transfers to ego. Mm-hmm. If I feel smart, it's like, why the hell would I ever want to feel dumb?
Right. Exactly.
I mean, that's just me.
He feels like he's like lowering himself to have to work in this position. But bro, you gotta get paid.
He's already.
So.
But my whole thing is, you're already at Best Buy.
Yeah.
I can understand if they were like, you gotta start, you know, mopping and throwing the trash.
My understanding was, if you're on the floor, you're getting paid the same.
Exactly.
Whether you're talking about washers and dryers or jump drives
too.
It's his ego's bruised a little bit.
Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I've never worked at Best Buy. I pray to God I don't have to. So let's move forward. His ego gets all messed up. Issa has a sit down with her coworker. What's her name?
Frida. Yeah.
And German. they start having this like mutual hatred, like bash session over wine, trying to plan
about Patricia,
for their.
I think that was her name.
What's her name? Yeah, Patricia.
Or something like that.
I'm a little nervous. I'm nervous.
You're nervous about their friendship.
I'm nervous about her. I'm nervous about Issa and her coworker having wine and Kiki King and Daniel popping up and this coworker just, you know, sending him on back there. Had that been me, I would have called her first, like, hey girl, there is some sweaty man up here at the front desk. Do you know this man? To me, there's something about Frida. I don't trust her.
And she was also in the room when all those other coworkers were talking about Issa.
Tell him, sweet baby.
You think she's playing her a little bit?
Well, she's like straddling the fence, like doing both sides. You know what I'm saying? Like, she was trying to be cool with the other coworkers when they were talking about her beach cleanup project and how it wasn't like a good idea. But then she wants to be close with Issa and like.
Because Issa's hot right now because she did the big project.
Right.
She's hot.
I don't see any malice intent yet.
I don't think it's intentional. I just think she's playing both sides right now.
I think what you're saying, I just don't agree. But I see where that could be coming from. But she seems genuine to me.
Only time.
She really
Only
wants
time
her friendship,
will tell.
Though.
Yeah, I think
she really
wants her friendship.
Friendship.
I think she respects her, too, because when she was the lead on the project, she was definitely comfortable with allowing Issa to lead. So I think it's more of an admiration. And, dang, I like you as a person and I respect you at work. I would want to be your friend. I think that's what, you know, that's what she's thinking. I don't think that it's intentional.
Did she say anything when the other coworkers were talking about her? Did she stand up for Issa?
No, but Issa came in there and addressed it. She was like automatically got defensive and what did she say in response to it when Issa addressed it?
She was like, they just had some concerns and I want to assure them that you're in charge. And I think she was just there more so.
Oh, okay.
So
then she did assure them.
She was trying to, yeah.
Yeah, so she did have her back then.
Yeah, I thought so.
Well, is that having her back or is that trying to just protect her feelings? Because I know, and I'm guilty of it, not here in the past 24 months, but in my past life before I got baptized, I would talk-ish.
Born again.
Okay, born again. Mm-hmm. I would talk-ish and then somebody brought it to my face, I would flip it as if I'm just trying to help you.
Right, okay?
Right. But secretly, I'm talking.
Well, I don't think that she was talking best. I didn't get that impression.
Frida wasn't.
I think
she was listening.
Yeah, I think that Frida was like giving her affirmation or trying to like let her know that, you know, yes, I was a part of it, but I wasn't the one saying stuff. And mm-hmm. It is kind of tough when you are trying to, you know, be diplomatic and get along with everybody and not be combative. And so had she jumped on their case, now she would have issues. She doesn't want the same problems that Issa has.
Yeah.
You don't want these problems. Well, you know. Go ahead, Omar.
I was just going to say, speaking to coworkers, our co-host Allie's not here tonight, but she will be back next week. And also, Molly had an interesting run-in with her boss today. Did you want to move on to that, or do you want to save it for later?
Well, no, I was going to get to it. Okay. And yes, Allie will be back next week. I totally forgot to mention.
Shout out.
Allie, darling, I don't know where you're at right now. She said she had to work or something.
She had an event she had to attend.
She probably laid up there with her
and
Lawrence.
Now you see, this is why you can't have friends at work, because then they'll put you on blast.
I'll let you know that everybody laid up there with Lawrence.
What if she has a hot date and she's two timing the other dude, and now he's watching this, trying to see if she showed up and
just putting her business in the streets? That's not what she's doing.
Allie, bring your ass to work next week. And I will not be here on November 13th. I will not be here.
No.
So somebody's going to have to take notes. Anywho, let's move forward. Issa's coworker pressures her to hit up Daniel, her ex-boo, to do this class assignment. And we find out that he does come and do this class assignment. So we're going to get into that. But I want to talk about the classic man.
Oh, Jadenna. Yes.
Jadenna. My man, my light-skinned boo. Jadenna shows up, goes on a date with Molly. He's, I guess, an attorney
as
well.
Though.
Like, so cute.
So cute.
His smile is so impeccable. My God. Is it baking soda?
And he was being super smooth and just perfect.
I threw my panties at my cell phone watching this show. Because I have a little app, you know, the HBO app.
Go. I was so wondering I took off what my got me panty
wet. And I threw my panties. but yes, Jadenna, that was Jadenna, the one and only classic man. So what do we think about Molly and what was his actual name in the show? I don't know.
E. Did you catch it?
I didn't catch his name, but he's supposed to be like a hot...
Sweet Baby, what's his name?
Sweet Baby? Sweet Baby, you're supposed to be catching his name.
I was just calling him Classic Man for the whole episode.
Yeah, so what do you guys think about her and this up-and-coming hot attorney?
I liked his rapport with her, how he could feel she was being a little bit negative, mm-hmm. and instead of giving her negative energy back, he tried to bring her out of that. Mm-hmm. So she started talking about the work drama. He's like, you know what? I feel you. I go through the same thing all the time. So I think when a man can do that for a woman and like pick her up a little bit, it's like kind of nice to see. So I appreciated him trying to change up her energy and relate to her and listen to her and understand where she was coming from, as opposed to being like, oh, this bitch is being like super negative on our date, I'm not gonna fuck with her. He was just, you know, he was into her, and I liked it. It was a good...
Yeah, because he could have gotten on her about that. Like, why are you coming here stanky? You could have just canceled if you didn't have attitude.
He was patient with her.
Yeah. Even with your deep voice, you may bitch and fuck. Well, all them bad words, you may sound really like suave with that deep voice.
That's great. It's been a long weekend.
But you saw her that they like take his advice, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and I thought that was commendable, because oftentimes we want to vent, but we don't want to hear people's, you know, reasons or something that... Sometimes we just don't... We think that we know everything. So I appreciate the fact that she went to work and she actually responded to the advice that he gave. I mean, she was listening, too.
Right.
Yeah. And this is the last thing I just want to bring up about this scene. I love the fact that Molly and Classic Man had a slow dance together. They danced. And I'm going to tell you, dancing is one of those things. If you dance in a classic manner, okay, not just twerking and popping it and dropping it, you know, a man is to take the lead. And she allowed him to take the lead.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a controlling woman. And I don't know if they meant to play it like that,
mm-hmm.
but I see her letting her guard down a little bit, even in dancing. So anyway, I want to move forward real quick. Issa and Lawrence share some pumpkin pie on their new couch, which I thought was cute because Lawrence didn't want to spill pumpkin pie on the new couch, which means he doesn't want to damage the new beginning. See, there is meaning in everything that they do.
Levels
to this. So Molly...
deep there.
Molly has the guts. So we find out that... Yeah, I just pick up on things like that. So Molly was asked to basically tell Dada that she needs to kind of fall back. Calm her ass down.
Yeah.
By her white supervisor. Tells her that she needs to talk to Dada. And Molly, I love this, has the guts to go back to her white supervisor and say, look, you need to tell her. Mm-hmm. Not me. You need to tell her.
I'm just another coworker. You are
the
coworker.
Boss. You the boss. You the boss.
And see, I was afraid that was going to backfire in her face.
I thought it was too.
I was nervous about that because I really felt like you know, she wasn't listening to instructions and they were going to find an excuse to reprimand her for, and maybe they were testing her leadership and seeing if she would be aggressive enough or,
but she's, you know, a third year. She's been there 3 years. They know right. her work ethic.
Yeah.
Right. But they also need to know that you can manage a team as well. And some, it's not always hunky dory. Sometimes you have to tell people some bad news or deliver information that you don't want to. Yeah.
Well, we don't know the outcome because all we saw was they had a conversation right. with her.
It's still
Molly walks by. We don't know what exactly comes out of it.
I mean, we know right. it was ethnically driven.
Right. The why reason they wanted Molly to talk to her is because right. they were like, you black, she black. Y'all talk
Connect. Black
girl,
right?
Do that.
Have you a black talk. Lawrence and what's her name with Tasha. The titties? Tasha. I wrote down Tish with the titties.
Tasha with the
pops
titties.
Up with her breasts covered, but they see each other at the mall. And Lawrence has this realization that he might be working at Best Buy for a little bit longer. But I keep telling you guys, watch her.
Something
watch her.
Okay,
they're both spending time
they're
with
both
somebody.
Interested in other people. Like maybe
Issa and Lawrence?
Issa's interested in Daniel, and he's interested in the... But she works at the bank,
I don't
right?
think that they're interested in these people. I think that they're entertaining
yeah.
something that's potentially more than a friendship when you know that somebody's kind of crushing on you.
It feels good,
it's
right?
compromising.
It feels
no,
good,
it's,
it?
I mean, it does. It feels great.
I like
it
that extra great. Attention.
But you're leading somebody on.
You are leading somebody on. But, you know, let's, we got to wrap it up here. So Molly, and you know, has to witness Dada getting the talking to. So Daniel teaches a class about hip hop and whatnot. It was great. All the kids love it, which I'm not a fan of teaching kids about hip hop. It's everywhere. They don't need a class about it.
Right.
Not until maybe college. But anywho, they talk about Ty Dolla Sign. Ty Dolla Sign pops up in Issa's bathroom rap scene
fantasy.
Where she's having this fantasy about Daniel. Mirror and then Daniel. Lawrence pops mm-hmm. up. And then Molly's actually in the bathroom hearing her do this like self-talk.
Girl, is you crazy?
Like, are you out of your mind? and, you know, that was just really awkward.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to move to the very last scene. We see Issa overhear and see her students on YouTube watching mm-hmm. broken vaginal canal.
Yeah, it's embarrassing. I
was mortified.
I can actually relate to that because I said in the first episode I was a substitute teacher, but I have like YouTube videos out from doing like other stuff in the past, and I've had kids come up to me and play the videos in class, and it's pretty mortifying and embarrassing because they see you in your element
yeah.
as opposed to you trying to be this professional, like, kids, do your work. And they're like, Mr. Bailey,
yeah, they can't take you seriously.
What are you doing in
what
here?
Are you
I
doing?
Was like, oh my God. So you kind of like lose a little yeah. bit of respect in the classroom. So
but
I can relate to that.
This is life as a millennial. I
yeah.
just want to just say this.
Everything's
I think this is life as a millennial. And this is one of those things. It's one of those elements. How do you balance having a passion
mm-hmm.
and having a profession that pays you? But you still want to like have your dream as well. So it's going to be interesting to see how she battles and beats that
I'm
back.
I'm curious to see what she does.
So let's get into it. I've got my whole thing. I want to do predictions. I want to rename them. So yours will be the spicy flavor of the week.
and is that from the show? Something spicy from the show?
Whatever. Just,
or
you
just
know,
in general?
No, from the show.
Okay.
You know, your predictions.
From the
show.
Be-
so, like, I can give you that spicy tip, a new prediction.
And Omari, your predictions are going to be called Omari's Turn-Ons.
Okay.
And then I don't know what mine is going to be called yet, but my prediction is Issa will be fired from her job
Ooh.
Based on what happened with the whole broken... You know what?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I say that because she works in an element where yeah. her moral compass has
Fiber.
To be very straightforward,
yeah.
right? So I think it's going to come into play, but I think she'll end up being happier finding her new passion.
Mm-hmm.
But then Lawrence will be making more money than her because she won't have no damn job. So anywho,
mm-hmm.
Omari, what's your turn on?
My turn on?
/ prediction.
Okay. I was like... like, well, I don't know if anything turned me on in this episode. I think that Issa is going to end up with Daniel in the end.
Mm-hmm.
That's my prediction.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay. So,
spicy flavor of the week.
Okay. So, one thing that I want to address.
Wait, sorry, pause. My bad.
Okay.
Can I pause your prediction
Go
real quick?
Ahead.
So, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Lawrence is going to end up with Tasha also. I think Tasha and Daniel are better for Issa and Lawrence. I think Yeah, I think Tasha's better for Lawrence and Daniel is better for Issa.
Mm-hmm.
I think they complement each other. I think they give them what they need in their respective relationships. I feel
Daniel's
like
poor.
He's boring.
And Tasha is
he's
I don't
poor.
Think Tasha
he's,
is better
he's
for Lawrence.
He's working with Ty Dolla $ign.
Okay.
Tasha
first
is
off, that's
look,
what he
Tasha
said.
Tasha is encouraging.
I don't know if I agree with that. I think Issa is she setting herself up for failure. Issa, you can't just believe everything that somebody tells you. I really don't think that he's working with Ty Dolla $ign. I think that he's just trying to impress his
old
boo.
He was on the fantasy. What do you mean?
No, he's just trying to impress his old boo.
Fantasy,
and
honey.
He said, I'm about to work with him. I'm about to produce something for him, which also means that he's probably working on his vision board,
right.
And he's just speaking that into existence.
Hey,
I don't think he's really working on that with it.
Those vision boards work,
all
right?
I have LeBron all through my Pinterest, all through my mind, all through my fantasies. I don't know LeBron. I have him in my phone.
Not yet.
That's really my mama phone number. Okay.
Not yet.
Baby.
Wait, we got Spicy's prediction. Sorry.
What's your prediction?
Okay, so for my prediction, I'm gonna throw it to Molly. I'm gonna say that my spicy flavor for Molly is that she's really uptight, and I'm hoping that we see another episode with Jadenna. I think she needs some, not just some good loving, because she's been, you know, spreading them legs on these apps and stuff like that.
Gotta find your frog.
But I think that what she really needs is just to relax. I think she needs to chill and just develop friendships first before trying to make every single person who she runs into or goes on a date with her husband.
Mm-hmm.
Just make them friendships and develop a rapport and just get comfortable. Like, be the girl that can kick it and chill, and Molly will have a way better chance of keeping Jadenna around.
And this is not really like a prediction based on one person, but just the production value and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I think there is a hot love scene coming. I don't know who it's going to involve. Ooh. But I just, you know, there was a montage that involved Issa and Lawrence kind of getting it on their couch. And then we see Lawrence's booty crack.
We saw his booty in this episode. Yeah,
okay.
Today.
I think they're easing us into this like crescendo
of sex.
Sweet baby. Anything you want to add?
I do feel like she's going to get in trouble at her job for that video.
Right.
I do think that's going to happen.
Right.
But I also think that Tasha and
Lawrence,
I feel like they're going to get closer.
See?
And then Daniel and Issa are going to get closer.
You feel me?
And it's going to be more problems in their relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they'll come back together in the mm-hmm. end, but I feel like they're going to they're going to keep gravitating towards the other people. Like, maybe they're just not.
So you agree with me?
I do agree with you, but I also like maybe Daniel's going to get her into music or something like that.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, you're doing
music.
And
she's going to find her passion.
And she, like, oh, Ty Dolla $ign, whatever. So, like, he's going to sell her a fantasy maybe, and she's going to get really into the music. But then it's going to fall apart, and she might end up back with Lawrence again. Like, they're both going to get caught up in the idea of what they think they want the other person to be.
Caught up in the idea.
He'll be caught up in the idea of Tasha because she's different from Issa, and she'll be caught up in the idea of Daniel, but then they'll both be like,
disappointed.
It's just ideas. It's not a real thing. Yeah.
Well, look.
Sweet baby, thank you so much for
that.
I cannot remember your government name, but sweet baby, thank you so much. if you guys have ideas
sweet
about
baby.
What's going to happen in the next episodes, let us know on YouTube, also on social media, AfterBuzz TV across the board. I'm your lead host, McCall Hall. You can find me on social media when sports and pop culture collide at So McCall Hall. Now, where can they find you guys?
And I'm your girl, Spicy Mari. You guys can play with my Twitter or stroke my Instagram at Spicy Mari.
And it's your boy, Omari Bailey. You can find me on Twitter and IG at On With Omari, and also Snapchat at Omari B. Hey.
I don't know what they're going to be doing next week. We've been bored as fuck, thirsty as fuck.
Racist as fuck.
I don't know what next week is going
to
be, but
Dang,
just
and
know.
I wanted to talk about that more. The lack of development on the show.
Yeah, we're going to get into it
we'll
more
into
next
it.
Week. Look, next week, next Sunday, catch us back here on AfterBuzz TV for Insecure. We love you guys. Have a safe week. Peace.
Happy Halloween.
Executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff. We would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.